The Kluane Chokat International Bike Relay is set to hit the highway next weekend with around 1,200 riders signed up. This year, the event filled up in a record 8 days. The dust has barely settled from the influx of Beer Fest visitors a couple of weeks ago, but Haines is once again bracing itself for the next big event. The bike relay is celebrating 24 years next Saturday. Cyclists from across Canada and the U.S. will saddle up in Haines Junction and take to the seemingly unending climbs and glorious descents on the way to the finish line in Haines. Judy Ewald is on the relay board and has done the race nearly 20 times. She says almost three-quarters of the racers are Yukoners, with many of the rest coming from across Alaska.
I think it's the fun. Anybody can do it, really. You know, we've got people who roll their bikes out the day of the race and pump the tires up and do it. We got diehards that train hard to do it on a four, two, or solo team, you know, really train for it. And it's just, it's a family event, too. We get a lot of young kids.
The race is capped at 1,200 riders, and this year's event filled up to capacity in just over a week. Usually registration is open for a few weeks or longer before it fills up. By comparison, when the race first began in 1993, about 200 riders took part. Racers pedaled the 150-mile course in 8, 4, or 2-person teams, or by themselves. Along with the race as a whole, the solo category has seen a significant boost in interest over the last decade or so. Last year, there were 70 solo riders, and for the past 2 years, single cyclists have won the whole thing. Ewald said the race is capped mostly because of vehicle congestion on the highway. Over the last few years, race organizers have taken more precautions when it comes to controlling the backcountry traffic jams.
Some of the drivers get carried away and think, oh, I got to be up there, you know, and they drive a little recklessly.
More volunteers directing traffic and RCMP on the Canadian side are being used to control the vehicles.
Several Mounties on the road, they help us with traffic control, stopping the traffic, and any bears they deal with. We got bears sitting alongside the road. And they have in the past brought their reserves out to help us.
The relay does not maintain a waiting list for teams, but there are some last-minute spots opening up, according to the race's Facebook page. Friday, June 10th is the deadline for making online changes to team rosters.
Those who are not participating in the race, remember, there is a race going on. There'll be a lot of bicycles and traffic between about 1 and up to 8 o'clock on the Saturday of the race. They start hitting the border around 1, depending on the weather. And just remember, it's one day a year. Be careful out there.
The race starts shortly after 8 a.m. Yukon time in Haines Junction on Saturday, June 18th. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.